Firstly, this constitution is very, very good in that it increases the women participation or the representative of women in the various elected bodies. Firstly, the provincial government. We are going to have proportional representation in election of 10 officers of the provincial government. And in this election, we are going to adopt a zebra system where each party will bring a list of members of the provincial council with a woman heading that list and a man following that list, so that we have more women than men in the provincial council. In the House of Assembly, we are going to have 60 more seats of women. And then in the Senate, we are going to have a zebra system again, meaning that we have more women in the parliament. The reason is that during the outreach program, people spoke about 50-50, about equal representation of women. It is in accordance with the modern trends anyway, where women are being positively discriminated on, so that we redress the imbalances that existed before.
What would you say to those men who are complaining that this is unfair, that women are being given, 60 seats at least are being reserved for women in the House of Assembly?
Well, that reasoning is feudalistic, archaic and anachronistic. It is not reasoning expected in the modern day society. The women were discriminated against historically, and we are providing positive discrimination so that we redress the imbalances of the past, where our women were simply used during struggles and damned after victories. But if you look at the history of Zimbabwean women, it is a very, very proud history. In the first Chimurenga, we had women like Neander who fought in that war. In the second Chimurenga, we had women who participated as combatants as well as collaborators in that war. But after that war, they are dumped to the background.